We have thought of a loving kindness. We have thought of a loving kindness. We have thought of. You don't know it. Listen. Listen. You know it. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Lord. Psalm 48. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Lord. In the midst of your temple. You don't know it, obviously. Psalm 48. Let's look at it. Psalm 48. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 9. 48:9.
Wait, let me. Sorry, come on, my glasses.
You know it. No.
We are going to learn it.
You want to learn it? Okay. Don't you know it? Okay, it goes like this. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple, according to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Lord, in the midst of your temple. According to thy name, O Lord, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Can we sing it together? Okay. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Lord, in the midst of the temple. According to your name, O Lord, so is thy praise unto the end of the earth. Arise and is full of righteousness. Arise and is full of righteousness. So let's take it faster. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Lord, in the midst of your temple, according to your name, O Lord, so in your praise unto the ends of the earth. horizon is full of righteousness. The horizon is full of righteousness. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O Lord, in the midst of thy temple, according to your name, O Lord, so is the praise unto the end of the earth, the right hand is in the righteousness, the right hand is full of righteousness, according to your name, O Lord, so is the praise unto the earth, the earth, the right hand is full of righteousness, full of righteousness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a declaration. It says, according to thy praise, all over the world, so great, you know, is the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah.
This material will they tell Papa God, now one declaration, one material will they tell God, say, according to his grace, he say, in goodness, they all over the world.
Hallelujah. Lord, we say, according to your name.
Lord, we say, according to Papa God's name.
So great is thy praise in all the earth. Hallelujah.
We say, in great. I mean, his praise is so great that all over the world.
Say, your right hand is full of righteousness.
Say, your right hand full with righteousness.
Hallelujah. Your right hand is full of righteousness.
Your right hand full
Hallelujah.
With righteousness.
Lord, we thank you for according to your name, so great
Hallelujah.
Is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Jesus. Lord, we just declare your goodness. We say you are good. Hallelujah. We declare your goodness. Hallelujah. We have thought of thy loving kindness. Oh Lord, our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, in the beauties of holiness. Hallelujah. Say, let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad. Hallelujah. Say, Zion is beautiful for situation. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, walk about Zion. Go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Lord, we come to declare to the towers. We come to declare to the pillars of righteousness. Hallelujah. Say, this God is our God.
Hallelujah.
Our very God. We come to declare the name of our God over this land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, where the shout of a king is, there is authority. Hallelujah. Say, the lion has roared. Who can but prophesy? Hallelujah. Lord, will come to bring the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. We'll bring that roar into the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Over the towers, over the strongholds. Hallelujah. Over the strength of darkness. Hallelujah. We say, great is our God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's one song that says, let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. Hallelujah. Amen.
They will say, let me go up Zion, where are the city of Papa God.
You know, Zion is the city of God. Hallelujah.
Zion, our God is city.
There's also another city.
Other city there, other town there.
Called Babylon.
Where they call Babylon.
Hallelujah. Amen. How many of us know there are two cities?
We almost said that we know there are two tongues.
If you know there are two cities, raise your hand.
If you know there are two tongues, yes, you are.
The first one is Zion.
The first one is Zion.
The second one is called Babylon.
The second one, they call it Babylon.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The song says, let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. I think we should sing it. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. The city of God. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. The city of our God. Shout hallelujah. Of our God. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. The city. Amen. You know, the devil has been deceiving us.
The devil not a lie for me.
That we should go to church.
You know, they tell me say we forgot church.
I'm no longer going to church.
I don't go to church again.
I am going to Zion.
Hallelujah.
Tell your friend I'm going to Zion.
Tell your friend I'm going to Zion.
Amen. Church is the old order.
Church is the old and old business.
Amen. Let us go up to Zion.
Where we go up to Zion.
You don't go down to Zion, you go up.
You don't
to
go
Zion.
Down to Zion, no, you can go up to Zion.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the devil has built his own city, and that
the
is called Babylon.
Don't be in your tongue, and that tongue they call it Babylon.
Hallelujah. I don't want to be part of Babylon.
I don't want to be part of Babylon.
And I wish that none of us will be part of Babylon.
And hallelujah. And I wish that none of us will be part of Babylon.
Babylon is a city of rebels.
Babylon, na place usai rebel nende.
Babylon is a city of rebellious spirits.
Inside Babylon, a so rebel business,
rebellious spirits.
The rebellious spirits, now they operate in Babylon.
Hallelujah. Zion is the city of the people of God.
Zion, now the place where the people of God
are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Zion is not a geographical location.
And Zion, not a geographical place, so.
This room here is not Zion.
This room now is not Zion.
Hallelujah. It is the place where Zion people can meet.
The place where the people of Zion they can meet.
Hallelujah. Do you understand the difference?
We understand the difference.
This place, this building is not Zion.
This building not to Zion.
It is a place where Zion people can meet if they choose to.
The place where the people of Zion they can meet.
But the place where Zion people meet is in the spirit.
But the side where the side of people that they meet.
Hallelujah.
They're in the spirit.
And Babylon also meets in the spirit.
And Babylon also, that they meet in the spirit.
Amen. So the devil has been deceiving us.
So the devil don't lie for me.
That the church is physical.
You know, they say, we say the church is a physical thing.
When it is a spiritual thing.
When the church is a spiritual thing.
Hallelujah. In the morning, our brother brought the word about the living sacrifice.
This morning, we brought our what he talked about. He bring the word about living sacrifice. What we call Sarah.
Now that is a very important foundation for, you know, talking about Zion and then Babylon.
And that's a very, very important foundation where we begin, what we have to talk about Zion.
The whole business of fellowship has to do with God.
Until when we talk of fellowship, we get to do with God.
God wants to have fellowship with you.
God won't forget fellowship with me, won't forget party with me.
How many people have seen God before?
Almost personally, I will not see God before.
If you have seen God, please, can you raise your hand?
If you don't see God, you can't see at all.
Okay, Brother Mark has seen God. 1 out of 100. Okay, he has seen Jesus in a vision. He saw him in a vision. Amen. How many people have seen God physically?
I'm not supposed to see God physically.
Is there God?
God there? Yes.
God there?
Yes.
But you have not seen God.
But you not see it.
Who told you that there is God when you have not seen God?
When I tell you say God there, when you not see God.
Ah, you are telling lie.
Hey,
all of you are lie people.
People.
How can you say God there when you never see him?
How you gonna say God there when you not see him?
Because God is a spirit.
Because God is a spirit.
And they that worship him must do what? Worship him in spirit and in truth.
And then when they worship God, they for worship him in spirit and in truth.
Then why do you think the church is a physical thing?
So when you make other things say the church is a physical thing.
Do you see the lie of the devil?
You see how the devil they lie?
God is a spirit.
God is a spirit.
Those who worship him must worship him in spirit.
And in truth. Therefore, worship him in spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen. The offering is a spiritual offering.
The offering will begin. That's spiritual offering.
So the Bible says we must go up to Zion.
So the Bible says we will go up to Zion.
We must come up.
We will come up.
Hallelujah. Amen. The devil knows that God is a spirit.
The devil knows that God is a spirit.
The devil knows that we must worship God in the spirit.
The devil knows that we must worship God in the spirit.
And the devil knows that the strength of the church is to walk in the spirit.
And the devil knows that the same way he treats them and the church, now where they walk out in the spirit.
If you walk in the flesh,
if you walk inside the flesh,
then you will not have any power.
Then you don't get no power.
You will not have any authority.
You don't get no authority.
Do you know why?
You know what he do?
Because the devil is in charge of the flesh.
Because the devil now in there in charge of the flesh.
God's own, the devil's own territory is the flesh.
The devil in your place, now the flesh.
And that is what is called Babylon.
And that's what they call Babylon.
When you walk in the spirit,
when you walk in the spirit,
you have authority and power.
You get authority and power.
Over the works of the devil.
Over the work of the devil. Over the devil in work.
So there are two kingdoms.
So there are two kingdoms.
The kingdom of this world.
The kingdom that this world here.
The king of that kingdom is the devil.
The king when in the charge of that kingdom there, that the devil.
The Bible says he is the god of this world.
The Bible says the devil now god of this world here, so will be this world.
You find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, is it not so?
You will see that inside 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
That he is the god of this world.
He says inside the devil and the god of this world.
Hallelujah. Now that is for a period of time.
That is for just some time no more.
The president of Sierra Leone.
The president of Sierra Leone.
part of the kingdom of the devil.
Now part of the kingdom of the devil.
Is that false doctrine?
That false doctrine.
The Bible says the devil is the god of this world.
The Bible says the devil now in the god where they over this world here.
The presidents.
The presidents.
The political system.
The political system.
The economic system.
The economic system.
The religious worship system.
Even the religious worship system.
It's all part of Babylon.
All in a part of Babylon.
So they say you have political Babylon.
So they say we get political Babylon.
That is all the political organizations of the world.
That are all the political organizations that within the world.
The political parties.
That are the political parties then.
The presidents, all the legislators, all those people.
All the presidents, all the things that were mixed by politics.
The system that's practicing is the system of the devil.
The system where they practice, that the devil is your system.
It is a worldly system.
Not a worldly system.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
We understand.
But there is another kingdom also.
But other kingdom there.
Where is that kingdom?
Who said that kingdom there?
Luke 17:21 says something.
Let me look now. Luke 17:21. It says something.
Say the kingdom of God is where? Within you.
He said, who said the kingdom of God there? He said, then inside you.
So God said to me, the authority God has is in your heart.
The authority where God gets, it then I will have them.
In this dispensation.
During this year.
The authority that God has is within you.
The authority where God gets, it then inside you.
So God is not so much interested in saving Sierra Leone.
So God really. No, really, too much for Sierra Leone.
God wants to establish his kingdom in your heart.
God wants to put the kingdom inside your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you have the kingdom of God in you.
So you get the kingdom of God inside you.
But you are living and walking in the kingdom of the devil.
But you live your life and you walk inside the kingdom of the devil.
Now, many Christians don't understand that.
But who Christians do not understand that?
And because of it, we have a lot of conflict, a lot of problems.
And because of that, but who problem then they?
The devil has been in Sierra Leone for a long time.
The devil don't reign over Sierra Leone for a long time.
And you were born into his kingdom.
And we born inside his kingdom.
He has an organization.
He gets an organization.
Up to the family level.
Up to the family level.
So you have familiar spirits.
We get family spirit then.
That work in the families.
Spirit when they work inside family.
You have the families that the spirits that work in the tribes.
We get the family that when they work inside the tribe.
No, not family, spirit.
The spirits that when they work inside the tribe.
You have the spirits that work in the nations.
You got the spirits when they work inside the nations.
That is well organized, well arranged.
Well organized and well arranged.
Daniel met one of those spirits.
Daniel met one of the spirits and
he said, I'm the prince of Persia.
He said, Ina, the prince of Persia.
Do you understand? Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes.
Daniel was walking in Persia, but he had to contend with a spirit.
Daniel been walking in Persia, but he began to fight with one spirit.
And that spirit was able to resist Daniel. Do you understand?
And that spirit said, he'd be able to resist Daniel.
The prayer of Daniel, that spirit resisted it.
The prayer where Daniel been a pray, the spirit be resistant.
So don't just walk around thinking that you are in for a game.
So not just they walk around, think to say, I can just play around.
You are in enemy territory.
You there in the enemy zone.
And that is why you cannot be worldly.
Now make sure you don't for their pan.
You cannot dress like the people of the world.
You don't want to dress like the people that are wearing like the world.
Dressing is worship.
What the way will they dress self now worship?
Do you understand?
We understand.
Say yes now.
Yes,
sir. You're not saying anything now. Gotta sit down.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking well.
I know it's all fine.
Any problem?
Problem.
Oh, is the food? You ate some food. Now you are very tired.
Oh, we're tired.
Hallelujah. No, you are so quiet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are so quiet.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, good. That's very good. We're talking about the devil, the kingdom of the devil.
We talk about the devil in kingdom.
The devil has a kingdom.
The devil gets his own place.
This world is the devil's kingdom.
This world and the devil in kingdom.
Jesus is coming to introduce his own kingdom on earth, but not yet.
Jesus will come for can introduce in kingdom inside this world, yes, but not to now.
That time is about to come.
That time they're not defying him.
It is you and me that will rise up to establish that kingdom.
Now you and me go back for grab. For make that kingdom,
to establish the kingdom.
For make the kingdom.
You cannot establish the kingdom when you are building up that kingdom.
We're not able to make the kingdom when we build the kingdom.
Do you understand? Say yes now.
Yes.
Okay, you don't understand.
Yes.
You cannot build up a kingdom. Sorry, destroy a kingdom you are building up.
You know what destroy? You know where one kingdom when are you when you build pata?
The way you dress.
The way you dress.
The way you eat.
The way you eat.
The way you marry your wife.
The way you marry you wife.
The way you train your children.
The way you train your pikin them.
The way you live your life.
The way you live your life.
Is a worship.
Now worship.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the devil wants you to do anything that you do, the devil receives the worship.
And anything you do, the devil they receive him.
In the kingdom of the devil.
Inside the kingdom of the devil.
The devil wants your body.
The devil, he wants your body.
The Bible says, the Lord created the body for himself.
The Bible says, God made the body for himself.
And the body is for the Lord.
And the body now for the Lord.
Bible said that this body is the temple of the Lord.
The Bible says we body now God in temple.
And the Bible says we must not take our body and join it to harlots.
And the Bible says we not for take we body there and join it to harlots.
Your body is the temple of God. Do you understand?
We body then at the temple of God.
When you dress, you must cover it and give honor to it.
When you dress, you for cover your body and give and honor them.
The Bible says men should wear men's clothes.
The Bible says man then they for dress like man, they for wear man's
women
clothes.
Should wear women clothes.
Woman then for wear clothes when are for woman.
In the kingdom of the devil.
Inside the devil in kingdom.
If you go to my village.
If you go to my village.
When is it time for festival?
When holiday be taken,
the women dress like men.
The woman they dress like man.
And man dress like woman.
And the man they will dress like woman.
That's how they worship Mami Water Spirit.
That's how they worship Mami Water Spirit.
Is it the same thing here?
And the same thing I am.
Is it the same thing?
And the same thing.
Yes. Trouser is man dress.
Trousers not for man.
Make I talk him again.
May I talk him back?
Yes, sir.
Trouser is man dress.
Yes. Trousers now for man.
Loincloth now for woman.
Linen now for woman. Lapa for woman.
In my village, men tie lapa.
In my village, men tie lapa.
When they're doing traditional occasion, you dare not wear trousers.
When they do traditional things, them, you know, dare for wear to for tie wrapper. No, you not dare for wear trousers.
Yes, you must tie wrapper.
You for tie wrapper.
So you see all the men try tie wrapper.
You see all the men they tie wrapper.
Because that is the culture.
Because that's not the culture.
So you don't need anybody to tell you that the dress you wear is a form of worship.
So you don't need anybody for tell you say the clothes you they wear now one kind of worship.
When you see a mobile policeman, how does he dress?
When you see a mobile policeman, how he dress?
When you see a soldier, how does he dress?
When you see soldier man, how he dress?
His dress shows you the consecration on his life.
He dress, the way he dress, it will show you how in life day.
The consecration on his life.
He will also show you the consecration of his life.
The lieutenant colonel wears his special dress, isn't it so?
The lieutenant colonel is wearing special dress.
The major wears a special cap, isn't it so?
The major is wearing special cap.
So also in the world.
That's what the world said there.
The people of the world dress to worship their God.
The people are in the world and they dress for worship their own God.
So when you dress, you expose their body.
So when you dress, you expose your body.
Because the Bible wants to defile the body.
Because what?
Because the devil wants to defile the body.
Because the devil wants to defile the body.
So there are two kingdoms.
So there are two kingdoms there.
The kingdom of God that is within you.
The kingdom of God where there is inside you.
And then the kingdom of the devil in which you are living.
And the kingdom of the devil when I inside there you live.
And the Bible says the flesh lusts against the spirit.
And the Bible says the flesh they lust against the spirit.
And the spirit is lusting or fighting against the flesh.
And the spirit itself it fights against the flesh.
The Bible calls the kingdom of the devil flesh.
The Bible they call the kingdom of the devil flesh.
It also calls the kingdom of the devil the world.
It also calls the kingdom of the devil the world.
And the Bible says, if any man love the world, he hates God.
And the Bible says, if anybody will like the world, that means he hates God.
How many people here love the world?
How many people here also will like the world?
Is anybody here who likes the world?
Anybody there will like the world?
This is a very holy assembly.
This is a very holy assembly.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have the love of the world in my heart.
I got the love of the world in my heart.
I say the truth.
And I say the truth.
I say, God, deliver me.
I say, God, deliver me.
Is anybody praying that prayer?
Anybody know they pray that prayer there?
Okay, there are more people now.
Okay, more people than there now.
Jesus said, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world.
Jesus said, I don't pray say that you pull them come out of the world. Though.
But that you will keep them from the evil.
But you will keep them away from them doing the evil things of the world.
So you are in the world.
So you are not the world.
But you are not of the world.
But you're not there. You're not being part of the world.
Hallelujah. So that means you are inside the world.
That means you tap inside the world.
When they see you, they know that you are different.
But when they see you, they don't say you different.
The spirits, they know that you don't belong to them.
The spirits inside the world don't say you're not a part of them.
Now, how do they know that you are not part of them?
How do they will not say you're not a part of them?
Because you are not submitting to them.
Because you're not able to them.
You are not bringing worship to them.
You know they worship them.
They say, this one doesn't belong to us.
They say, this one, they not belong to me.
So it says, what communion does a temple of God have with idols?
They say, whose business God in temple therefore do with the devil them?
But many of us, when we were in the world, there were certain things that we were involved in.
But plenty are we, what will they inside the world? What will they do the things of the world? Plenty things that they will be involved in.
And when we became born again.
And when we born again.
Because we don't have understanding.
Because we don't get the understanding.
We do not realize that we have changed kingdoms.
We don't realize that we don't change the kingdom where we did.
The Bible says that you have changed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
The Bible says you don't come under the kingdom of darkness, you don't come inside the kingdom of light.
If you become born again.
If you be born again.
You are a different person.
You are a different person.
The Bible says you are not in the flesh if the Spirit of God dwells in you. Do you understand?
The Bible says you are not in the flesh if the Spirit of God is there inside you.
Immediately the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Immediately, as soon as God is with you inside you,
the Bible says you are in the spirit.
The Bible says you operate in the spirit.
The man that is in the spirit is not the man that is flying in the air.
The man that is in the spirit, that's not the man that is flying in the air.
It's not the man that has a blue head.
That's not the man that get blue head.
And the fire is coming out from his head.
And fire they come out my head.
The man in the spirit is the man that has the spirit of God in him.
The man where inside is where in the spirit, and the man where gets God in spirit inside.
How many people here have the spirit of God dwelling in them?
How many people get the spirit of God where inside?
That means you are in the spirit.
That means say you're there in the spirit.
It means you are a spiritual person.
That means you say you're not a spiritual person.
You are no longer in the flesh.
That means say you're not the part
of darkness. You are no longer part of the kingdom of darkness.
You're not there at the kingdom of darkness again.
A new law is now working in you.
Now a new law now they work inside you.
The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
The law of the spirit where they inside Christ Jesus.
When you are in the kingdom of darkness,
when you are in the kingdom of darkness,
there is another law that begins to work.
The
law of sin.
Law of sin and death.
So do you understand what is happening?
So you understand what is happening?
If you go to the river, to the sea now.
If you go to the sea,
when you have the fresh water and the sea water, when they meet together.
When you get fresh water and sea water, outside they meet.
Do they mix?
Then they meet?
They still keep apart, is it not so?
Distance between them, not so.
And that is how it is in this world.
And so it is inside this world.
The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light are together.
The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, they're together.
They are separated.
But they separate.
But the people of God are bringing something new.
But God in people, they bring something new.
While we are in the kingdom of God, we operate by the law that is in the world.
When we then said the God in kingdom, we operate according to the law within the world.
Because we go back to begin to do the things we used to do when we were in the kingdom of darkness.
Because we are then inside God in kingdom, then we go back, we begin to do the things that we used to do when we then at the world, when at the kingdom of darkness.
We begin to bring forth sacrifices that we were bringing when we were in the world.
When they begin for pull there, when we don't use for pull within the world.
And when you begin to do that,
and when you begin to do that,
you ratify the covenant you had before.
You deploy the covenant. You don't scatter the covenant, the agreement you even get with God.
The devil was accusing God.
The devil even accused God.
So you have made a hedge round about him.
He said you don't make hedge round about him.
How many people know that there's a hedge around you?
How much people know say hedge there around you?
Do you know that there's a hedge around you?
You don't say fence there around you.
If you know, raise your hand and say praise the Lord.
Raise your hand and say praise God.
The devil cannot touch you unless he takes permission from God. Do you know?
The devil will not touch you unless he has God in permission.
Can the devil touch you?
The devil will not touch you.
Then why are you afraid?
So let me make you afraid.
As I'm looking at you, I see fear in your eyes. You are afraid of the devil.
We are afraid the devil.
You are afraid of the witches.
You are afraid the witch man.
You are afraid of the wizards.
You are afraid the witchcraft.
Because you don't know who you are.
Because you don't know who that should be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil was telling God, you have made a hedge around about him.
The devil been telling God, say you don't put hedge, you don't build fence around him.
I can't touch him.
I'm not gonna touch him.
Many of us are afraid because we have broken the hedge.
But who are we afraid? Because we don't broke the fence.
We have not cut the link with the world.
We not separate ourselves yet from the world.
We have not made up our mind to come out of Babylon.
We not make up our mind yet to come inside Babylon.
We want to be in the kingdom of God and also at the kingdom of the kingdom of the devil at the same time.
We want for them at the two kingdom them to the two kingdom them at the same time.
So we have hot and cold,
so
light and darkness.
Hot and cold, light and darkness.
And God wants us to make a choice.
And God wants me to make a choice.
Now God says, if you are neither cold or hot, I will reject you.
God said, if you're not cold or you're not hot, maybe if you don't choose one, I will refuse you. I don't accept you.
The devil still has authority in our lives because we have not rejected him completely.
The devil is still getting authority in our life because we don't reject it completely.
In our lives, there is still the works of darkness.
Inside we lies then. The word darkness still there.
There is bitterness.
Bitterness day.
There is sickness.
Sickness day.
There is poverty.
Poverty day.
There is all kinds of manifestations because we are still having fellowship with darkness.
All kinds of things happen because we still do the things there when that darkness.
And God is saying, come out of Babylon.
And God will tell me, say, let me come out inside Babylon.
It is possible to come out of Babylon.
Impossible for come out of Babylon.
It is possible to be in the world and not to be off the world.
Impossible for make you live inside the world and not do the things that were there in the world.
Some people say it's not possible.
Some people say not possible.
But the Bible says it's possible.
The Bible says it's possible.
Jesus was an example.
Jesus had an example.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why God sent him.
Now may God send him
as an example to you.
Make we see him as an example to me.
But what we find today is that the church has become an instrument of Satan.
But what you don't see today, that if you can say the church, it don't be Satan's own tool.
Because the church has become a social organization.
Because we don't turn the church to a social organization.
And that is the spirit of the cobra.
And that is the spirit of the cobra.
That is deception.
That's not deception.
Many people think that church is just to come and sit down.
But good people that think say church have just come over, you can't sit down.
And meet your friends and just become, you know, be part of a social club.
But just can't sit down, you mix your party, you wanna just talk, and they consider a social club no more can.
But as we heard in the morning, it is a place of offering.
But as we heard this morning, that the church is a place of offering.
That you bring yourself as a living sacrifice.
When you bring yourself as a living sacrifice to God,
where your thoughts are an offering to God.
What you think for being an offering to God.
Your emotions are an offering to God.
Your emotion you forget to God as an offering.
He says you will love the Lord with all your heart.
He says you will love the Lord with all your heart.
With all your desire.
With all that you want, all that you desire.
The Bible says that man looks on the outward.
The Bible says man they look outward.
But God looks on the inward.
But God they look inside me.
Do you know why?
You know what you do?
Because the kingdom of God is within you.
Because God is kingdom there inside you.
But the devil will tell you to look outside.
But the devil will tell you say you look out that door.
When you dress well.
When you dress well.
Then you are in church.
Then you're in a church.
When you do this and this, you are in church.
When you do after this and this, you're in a church.
When you arrange things in a particular way, that is church.
When you arrange things in one kind particular way, you're in a church.
It doesn't matter how you react to people.
It don't matter how you react to people then.
It doesn't matter your motives. That is not important.
It don't matter what you make you do, what you do. It's not important.
But in the kingdom of God.
But inside the kingdom of God.
Your motive is the most important thing.
What you make you do is very important.
Because that is where the kingdom of God is.
Because that there the kingdom of God is.
The kingdom of God is within you.
The kingdom of God is inside you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we read them in Revelation 7:17.
So if we read Revelation 17,
but I don't know if, can you read it, verse 3? Revelation 17:3.
So
17:3.
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns.
Okay, read 4 and 5.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colored, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hair, in her hand, full of abomination.
Go on. And
full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written: Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
Okay. So it's showing us what this spirit of Babylon is.
So it is showing what the spirit of Babylon be.
And as I was saying, that the devil has an organization in the world.
And as I been say, the devil get in your organization and the world.
And God has called us to overcome this organization.
And God, he don't call we for make we overcome this organization here.
And that is why, as a Christian, God does not expect you to submit to these systems in the world.
I make so, as Christians, then God not expect me to go bow to the system of the world.
Because all those systems are having designed to bring worship to the devil.
Because all them systems here, so they don't make them a place for people worship, for give worship to the devil.
And the most important thing has to do with the state of your heart, as I mentioned.
And the most important thing it has to do with your heart condition.
Now, the Bible gives us a further definition of what this Babylon is.
The Bible, it tells me more about what the Bible, the Babylon means.
Now, if we go to Revelation 18.
If we go to Revelation 18.
Can you read verse 2?
18 verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Okay. So he's saying that Babylon is the place where these spirits dwell.
So it is say Babylon, now the place where the spirits are so tapped.
Now if we go to Matthew 25.
If we go to Matthew 25.
The Bible tells us the story of the wise and the foolish virgins.
The Bible tells me about the wise and the foolish virgins then.
Now a virgin is a woman that has not met or that has not known a man, is it not so?
The virgin, that woman will not do man business yet.
But so why does God say the church is like a virgin?
So when he make God say the church is like a virgin?
Because there is something in God's mind.
Because something in God's mind.
The church is the bride of the Lord.
The church is God in Yahweh.
But God is a spirit.
But God is a spirit.
How is God going to marry the church?
How God will marry the church?
Because it is a spiritual experience.
Because a spiritual experience.
The Bible makes us to know that the soul of man is the habitation of spirits.
The Bible makes me understand, say, mortal man is soul. Now, spirit and interpret.
And that's why God that says that you are the temple of the living God.
Now, may God say, you are the temple of the living God.
Now, if you are not the temple of the living God, then it means that spirits will be dwelling in you.
If you are not the temple of the living God, that means to say, spirits are trapped inside you.
Can a man be the habitation of spirits?
Mortal man, it can be a place inside spirits and trap.
Can spirits dwell in a man?
Spirits can tap inside mortal man.
Is it possible?
Impossible.
Okay, the Bible tells us the story of the man that had a legion.
The Bible tell me but one man make a devil him.
And somebody says a legion means at least 6,000, according to the Romans.
And somebody say, according to the Romans, when they talk about legion, it means 6,000.
At least 6,000 people make up one legion.
That 6,000 people, they make one legion.
And the Bible says that Jesus gave the story that when an evil spirit is cast out of a man.
And Jesus gave the story inside the Bible say, when you trap evil spirits, come out by person.
That the spirit goes around.
The spirit go walk around.
And when it cannot find life.
When it not find life.
He says, I will come back to my house.
When he go in open side for day, he say he dey come back usa he be come out.
Which house is he talking of?
Whose house he dey talk about?
Hallelujah. Yeah. That is what the Bible calls Babylon.
And that the Bible they call Babylon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The business of God is to clean my soul from all these spirits.
God in business now for clean my soul from all the spirits they are.
When a man is born into the world,
when they born mortal mankind at the world,
he is born into the kingdom of darkness.
He born inside the kingdom of darkness.
And there is darkness within him. Do you understand?
And darkness there inside him.
There is darkness within and darkness outside.
Darkness there inside him and darkness there in Adoba.
The man is a house of spirits.
The man, the spirits that are inside us.
Rebellious spirits are dwelling within.
That man then I want to also a rebellious spirit that are inside him.
The only hope for that man.
The only hope for the man
is Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is the light of God.
Because Jesus Christ is the light of God.
When the man opens his heart to Jesus Christ,
when mortal man opens his heart to Jesus Christ,
the light of God comes into his soul.
The light of God in a cancer in soul.
How does the light of God come into your soul when you get born again?
How the light of God, how God the light a cancer in soul when you become born again?
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
It's light.
And light.
How many people have seen the blood of Jesus before?
Almost person don't see Jesus in blood before.
Can you raise your hand?
If you don't see the blood of Jesus,
hallelujah. It's a spirit.
Now spirit.
And when you call upon that name,
and when you call upon that name,
the spirit of life comes.
The spirit of life, they come.
The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood.
The Bible says the life of the flesh is there inside the blood.
So when the blood of Jesus comes to your heart,
so when the blood of Jesus comes inside your heart,
it brings the life of God.
It brings God in life inside you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when that blood comes in, it begins a process of judgment.
So when the blood comes inside, it begins for judge.
It begins a process of judging the darkness that is within you.
And it begins to judge the darkness that is inside you.
It begins to judge the darkness that is within your emotions.
And it begins to judge the darkness that is inside your emotions.
It begins to judge the darkness within your mind.
The darkness will enter your mind in the judgment.
They'll judge the darkness in your will, in your desire, within the heart.
Darkness inside your will, inside your desire, and inside your heart.
That is Zion.
That's not Zion.
That is the kingdom of God.
That's not the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That light that has come in.
That light will not come inside.
God wants it to be established.
God wants to make it stay.
And to break down the kingdom of darkness that is within.
And for scatter the kingdom of darkness within inside you.
But the devil doesn't want you to be aware of this.
But the devil doesn't want to make you know about that.
So he brings a spirit of deception.
So in the big one kind of spirit where will lie by you.
That tells you when you sing songs.
When we tell you, so when you sing songs,
or you give, you do good things.
Or you do good things then.
If you do this and that.
If you do this or you do that.
That you'll be acceptable to God.
That God will accept you.
That is a lie.
That's a big lie.
Because the kingdom of God is within you.
Because God in kingdom there inside you.
You must set up his kingdom within your mind.
You must set up God in kingdom inside your mind.
The Bible says, how can you destroy the goods of a strong man?
The Bible says, how you can God the strong man in the things then?
Without first binding the strong man.
When you not first kill the strong man.
The goods of the devil are in our hearts.
The devil is property that in our hearts.
The works of the flesh.
When our carnality,
they are in our desires.
And then we desire.
They are in our emotions.
And then our emotions.
They are in our will.
And then our will.
They are in our desires.
It takes what we want.
You cannot destroy those things.
You know we for dwell them.
Until you bind the spirit.
So say you hallelujah. Bind that spirit.
That is the business of fellowship.
Now that is the business of fellowship.
So, by the entrance of the word of God.
So, as the word of God is come inside.
The entrance of thy word, it brings light.
He said, by in word as they come inside, light they come inside.
The Bible says the light of a righteous is like a shining light.
The Bible says the life of the righteous is like shining light.
No, the light of the righteous man.
The light of the righteous man
is like a shining light.
That like shining light.
That shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day.
So the light of the righteous man, that shining light, people just continue to shine brighter and brighter. So till the righteous day.
So that means you must press on.
So that means to say you for press on.
You must present your heart every time to God.
You forgive your heart all time to God.
And that's what my brother was saying in the morning.
And that's my brother been talking.
You must bring a living sacrifice.
You for bring a living sacrifice.
Every day you must bring your heart to God.
Every day you for bring your heart to God.
Every day you must bring your emotion to God.
Every day you for bring your emotion to God.
You must bring your mind to God.
You for bring your mind to God.
Say, God, I bring my heart today.
Say, Papa God, I give me heart today.
I bring myself as a living sacrifice today.
I give myself as a living sacrifice to you.
That you might break down the darkness within my heart.
God, you for bring down the darkness within inside my heart.
So the Bible says, if any man says he has no sin.
The Bible says anybody
say no get
sin.
You deceive yourself.
You say you lie by yourself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you confess your sins.
But if you tell God you sin.
What does it mean to confess?
What it means say you say, confess.
Say, God, I know that there is darkness in my emotion.
You tell God, say, I know say darkness in my emotion.
I can see wickedness in my desires.
I can see wickedness by what I want.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
Then God will answer you and bring judgment.
Then God will answer your prayer and will bring judgment.
Then God will begin to break down the works of the devil within.
Then God will begin to break down the work of the devil that will answer you.
That is how you come out of Babylon.
That's how you come out inside Babylon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As the light shines within you.
As the light is shining inside you.
The more those foul spirits will be running away.
That the more the foul spirits will run away.
So if you really come to fellowship.
So if you really they can fellowship.
You cannot go back the same.
You not go back the same.
Because it means that you are free.
Because that means that you are free.
Some spirits must have been cast out that day. Hallelujah. At the end of this weekend.
At the end of the week.
God must have succeeded to break down a lot of those strongholds.
God will have succeeded for scatter back of the stronghold that day.
That is why you are here.
Now that makes sure you are here.
You are not here to sing and dance.
You are not here to just sing and dance.
You are here because you say, God, establish your kingdom within my heart.
You are here so because you say, God, build your kingdom inside my heart.
I don't want to be a house for demons.
I don't want to be a house for make the devil.
I want to be the temple of God.
Hallelujah. I want to be God in temple.
Because it's either you are the temple of God or you are the temple of demons.
Because now either you are God in us or you are the devil in us.
And that's what the Bible calls Babylon.
And that the Bible they call Babylon.
So God says, come out of Babylon.
And God is telling me now, say, come out inside Babylon.
So that we will not become a habitation for devils.
So we know be us outside devil and go tap.
Now it is important to know how we can bring the kingdom of God within us.
It's important to make we know how we will bring God the kingdom inside we.
The first one is what we have said, the blood of Jesus.
The first one that we don't talk about is the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus can only be applied in the heart of a man.
The blood of Jesus, the only way you can get it now inside the heart of mortal man.
The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin.
The Bible says, without you not shed blood, sin they not be forgiven.
That was in the Old Testament, blood of bulls, of cattle, and so on.
That have been the Old Testament, to when they kill cattle, goat, and sheep, and anything and they are all their business.
But now it is the blood of Jesus.
Now that Jesus is blood.
Amen. And that blood is always washing.
And that blood there is always a wash.
When you are sleeping, the blood is walking.
When you sleep, the blood you walk.
It says that blood cleanses from all sin.
It says that blood that they wash me from all sin.
That blood covers you.
That blood that they cover we.
In Egypt, that blood was upon the lintel and
it
upon
the
doorpost.
In Egypt, the blood it be there that the roof.
It's a covenant.
That covenant, that agreement.
It's a covenant of life.
That agreement of life.
That you belong to God.
So when they should say you belong to God.
It's a stamp of ownership.
That stamp of ownership that one day.
And you must have faith in that blood.
And if you believe in that blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to pray today.
We can pray today.
We're going to establish that covenant again.
We get for establishing covenant again.
Some of us, we don't know what we have done.
We don't know what we don't do.
The devil is attacking you.
The devil will attack you.
With the spirit of poverty.
With the spirit of poverty, with poor.
It is part of devil worship. Do you know that?
Part of devil in worship.
Poverty is part of devil worship.
But make you poor and a part of devil in worship.
Because you're always sad, always pressed down, always oppressed.
Because when you poor, until you look sorry. You go look until Father Totin oppress you. Until you just there, you look really, really sorry when you poor.
The Bible says, I wish above all things that thou may prosper. Even as your soul prospers.
The Bible says, "He said, I wish for make you prosper, even as your soul they prosper."
If there is darkness in your heart,
if darkness is in your heart,
and light comes,
and light comes,
it must manifest.
If it manifests, it will show itself.
Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Okay, you don't believe it.
You don't believe?
When a man changes, you know it will affect his surroundings.
When man changes, you will know because it will affect the area where they and the people where they are.
Many of you don't know what you have done.
But we don't know what we don't do.
You are dwelling in poverty in the midst of plenty.
In the midst of
abundance.
Okay.
But we don't know what we don't do. You dead inside poor. It's outside where Baku things they were available to me, but we still poor.
The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
The Bible says, let we look first for God in kingdom.
Where is that kingdom?
Outside that kingdom, baby.
Within you.
It is inside you.
He said, all other things will be added. Hallelujah.
He said, when you look for God in kingdom first, it will give all the other things that you need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We don't preach prosperity.
We don't preach prosperity.
We preach the kingdom of God.
We don't preach God in kingdom.
But where the kingdom of God is,
outside the kingdom of God,
there will be liberty. Hallelujah.
Liberty, there is freedom.
The Bible says the Lord is that spirit.
The Bible says the Lord is that spirit.
That where the spirit of the Lord is,
so outside the spirit of God,
there will be a liberty. Hallelujah.
Liberty God day.
How many people want to get liberty today?
How many people want to get liberty?
I'm not sure. You don't want liberty.
I'm not sure say you want liberty.
Because your leg would have been up, not just your hand, your leg. Your leg and your hand, everything will be up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I refuse to be poor.
Say, I refuse to be poor.
Do you know why?
You know what to do?
Because righteousness is in me.
Because righteousness is inside.
Righteousness brings life.
Righteousness brings life.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Righteousness, on its own, it will bring forth life.
Righteousness by itself, nobody bring life.
You don't need to go and do tarry night.
You don't need to
go and do tarry night.
You don't need for go for because you wait all night.
Just remove the devils from here.
Just pull the devil.
Hallelujah. Get the devils from your emotions.
Pull the devil from all your emotions.
Take away jealousy.
Never jealous.
Say. Take away jealousy.
Take away jealousy.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Take away backbiting.
Take away backbiting.
Hallelujah. And God will bless you.
God will bless you.
Amen. Release your mind.
Release your mind.
Hallelujah. Release your mind.
So release your mind. Backbiting. Backbiting. Don't ever make blabber blabber.
Hallelujah. God has brought the salt today, isn't it so?
God don't bring the salt today.
He has cast that salt at the source of the river.
Amen. The salt of the river.
Do you know the source of the river?
You know the source of the river?
It's your heart.
And your heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God has gone there to establish his kingdom.
So God don't go there for go establish his kingdom.
Say, forgive your enemies.
He said, forgive your enemies.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Forgive your enemies.
Forgive your enemies.
Release your captives.
Release the way you all inside your heart.
How many people have captives?
How many people are there? People are all in their heart.
Say, God, this one I will not forgive.
Well, don't talk to this. I don't forgive her.
Even if we reach heaven,
I
don't forgive.
When next time we go to heaven, I don't forgive her. How much person not talk to
her? How many people have that one?
How much person not say so?
Hallelujah. Only one person. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay, many more people in their heart, they don't want to raise their hand.
But we put it there where it don't be so enough.
Hallelujah. So today you will forgive.
So today you will forgive.
Say, God, I forgive all my enemies.
Say, God, say, I don't forgive all my enemies.
Amen. The kingdom of God has come.
The kingdom of God don't come.
It is a new life.
Now a new life.
It is a new dispensation.
Now new term this one.
It is a new law.
Now new law.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the perfect law of liberty.
Now the perfect law of freedom.
But you see, the blood of Jesus brings the life of God.
The blood of Jesus, it brings the life of God.
If you are shouting because you want to be rich.
If you are Allah because you want to forget money.
See, now that means you have started failing.
That means to say you don't begin failing.
Because your motive is money.
Because what to make you the Allah because you want money.
That's why everybody is alive now because you want money.
That makes you all man there awake now because you want money.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Whether God bless you or not.
Whether God bless you or not.
You will walk in righteousness.
You will walk in righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Your heart will be pure.
Your heart will be pure.
And that is what the blood does.
And that's the blood they do.
Every heart, every day, say, God, wash my heart by the blood of Jesus.
Every day, tell God, may wash your heart with the blood of Jesus.
And break down the rule of the devil
and
over me.
And scatter the rule of the devil ready over my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Adam sinned.
When Adam been sinned.
Adam became naked.
Adam is being naked.
You know what that means?
You know what that means?
The life of God that was covering Adam went away.
The life of God, when they cover Adam, it go away from Adam.
It was not physical nakedness.
It not be naked physically.
It was the glory of God.
And the glory of God now come upon them.
But when that happened.
When that happened.
Something else happened.
Something else may happen.
Something else came and covered the soul of Adam.
Other thing come and can cover Adam's soul.
Darkness. Second Corinthians says that the God of this world have blinded the minds of those who do not believe.
Second Corinthians, he talks there. He said the God of the world, he don't come blind the people that hurt them. They will not believe. The God of the world don't come blind their hearts.
You must understand that there is a covering over the soul.
We understand there is a covering there over the soul.
Over the emotions. Some of us are still carrying familiar spirits in our emotions.
Some of us still get familiar spirits inside our emotions.
Some of us are still carrying familiar spirits in our desires.
Some of us still get familiar spirits from what we want.
Our emotions are the emotions of people that are from our tribe.
We emotions them, some of the emotions them, and the emotions of people that will come out of some of that and drive them.
God calls it Babylon.
God call them Babylon.
Some of us behave like first daughters.
Some of us behave like first girl picking them.
First girl picking is not supposed to get married.
First girl picking normally he not for get married. He not for married.
Even though he's a woman, he's a man. Is it not so?
In except when a woman is a man.
He has more authority than the man in the house.
He gets more power past the man than the house.
So if he marries if he gets married.
So if he married.
He will be controlling the husband.
He will control the man.
Is that correct?
He correct. That's what it talk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is part of Babylon.
That's a part of Babylon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man is the head of the house.
The man, nine of the eight man at the house.
The wife must learn to give the man the due right.
The wife, if a learn, forgive the man in due right.
But there, you also find a spirit that works.
You also see one spirit where they work.
Where the man behaves like a vagabond.
Where the man go behave like I not care anyhow.
He's always interested in enjoyment.
He just walk walk all about and enjoy life.
He doesn't want to work.
He not want to work.
He only wants to eat and enjoy.
He just want to eat and enjoy life.
Hallelujah. It's part of Babylon.
That part of Babylon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ah, you're not shouting now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The man must walk.
The man for walk.
The Bible says, he that does not walk should not eat.
The Bible says that not the walk, enough for it to.
But when it is time to eat, the man comes and he brings his plate.
So yeah. The man comes and he brings his plate. He says, oh yeah, put
up. Woman, put the food.
He said, woman, put the food.
What do you have in the soup there?
He said, what you get inside the soup?
But he said, not today now. Never go walk.
That's
the only
no.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The man must provide for his house.
The man for provide for his house.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is part of Babylon.
If that they have been a part of Babylon.
The world, in the worldly system, they make the men look irresponsible.
Now the worldly system, then they make the man look like for say not responsible.
The man must be the head of his home.
The man, life will be the head of the house.
He must be the priest in the home.
Life will be the priest in the home.
He must cover his house.
He must cover his house.
He must give spiritual direction.
He must give spiritual direction.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you can't do that.
If you're not able to do that.
Don't come and tell us you want to marry you.
No, can't talk say you are married.
Because marriage is not for sex.
Because marriage is not for the woman and man business no more.
Marriage is to show the relationship between God and man.
Marriage that will show the relationship between God and man.
God says, I will be a husband to you.
God say, me go be your man.
Because I'm going to be responsible for you.
Because I will be responsible for you.
If you are not ready to be spiritually responsible.
If you're not ready to be spiritually responsible.
Make sure you don't go near any sister to even say, I love you.
Make sure so you don't go near any sister. But when you talk, say, I love you.
We are warning you now.
We are warning you now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's when you want to be a man.
Now when you're ready for be man.
Then you can now make the move.
Then you can now make that kind of move.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore shall a man leave his father's house.
He said, therefore, man will leave his mama and papa house.
That means he's ready to be responsible.
That means he's ready for being responsible.
Then he will take his wife.
Then he will take his wife.
Then they will be together.
Then they will be together.
As husband and wife.
As husband and wife.
Then he will provide for his wife.
Then he will provide for his wife.
Amen.
Amen.
And he must be a husband of one wife. One wife.
And that man then now one girl wife life for marriage.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And it's the power of God that will do it.
That God in power, that
he would want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the man must go to God and believe God.
And the man for go to God and for believe God.
Say, God, show me what to do.
If I ask God, say, let God show I'm waiting for do.
Every man has a talent from God.
Every man gets a talent from God.
Is there anybody here who doesn't have a talent?
Anybody there will not get talent?
There's nothing you cannot do.
Nothing out there where you're not able for do.
So me, I can't do anything.
Well, you don't say me, I'm not able to do anything.
Yeah, I beg, make help me, I can't do anything.
I beg, make help me, I'm not able to do anything.
The Bible call it laziness.
The Bible call it laziness.
It is a familiar spirit.
That familiar spirit.
It is a spirit of poverty.
That spirit of poverty.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will cast it out today.
And we will cast them out today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the young men are strong.
He said the young man and they're strong.
The young men are relaxed.
The young man and they're relaxed.
Hallelujah. Because during the war, the young men were enjoying, you know so. Talk. During the war, the young men were enjoying.
Because during the war, the young man and they're enjoying, you know so.
Any woman you want, say this one, where you come.
Any woman when you want, you just take her, you say come.
Any house you like, you take her.
Any also you like, you take her.
You steal and kill and do anything.
You thief, you kill and do any kind of thing you want.
That one has ended though.
That one don't end by
War has closed.
War don't close.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the young man must walk.
The young man for walk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Must walk.
Therefore, walk.
If you don't know the work to do, come and meet me after this.
If you don't know the work for you to do, meet your brother after this.
I have 1,000 jobs for you.
If you have 1,000 jobs for you to do,
I'll give you. You choose any one you want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the time we come back next year, you will be a big man.
By the time we come back next year, Amen. You will not be big man.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you are strong.
Because you are strong.
God says, I will teach your hands how to make wealth.
God says, I will teach you how you can use your hand for make money.
So you will hear a voice say, this is the way, walk ye in it.
You will hear God in voice of God say, this is not the way, find a ram.
Jacob was there sleeping.
Jacob even asleep.
God showed him vision.
God showed him vision.
This is how you will take care of the cow.
It's sure I'm waiting for do.
Isn't it also?
Not also.
He began to do it.
He began for do it.
The man blocked him.
The man blocked him.
God showed him again.
God showed him back.
This is how you take care of the goat.
Now so you can take care of the goat.
The man, when he began to prosper, the man blocked him.
When he began to prosper, no more, the man blocked him back.
Seven times God was showing him how to go.
Seven times again, God be the sure and still.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came just one man.
He came just one man.
When he was going back, he was a troop.
Where be they go? They be Boku.
It's in your Bible.
It is not the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will show you.
God will show you
the way to go.
The way for go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I was a young man, I said, God, what can I do?
When I be young man, I be ask God, say, God, what I can do?
So me, I don't know business. Oh.
Me, I don't know how to do business.
If you give me 1,000 money, I can't count it.
If you give me 1,000, I know if for counter.
I count it 5 times and I'm still
counting. 5 times, I know if you know it.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not a businessman.
Me not a business.
God says it's not business.
God says not a business.
Say use your head.
He said use your head.
Amen.
Amen.
So I started to use my head.
So I begin use my head.
If you go to God, He will show you what to
if
do.
If you go to God, God will show you.
Say my sheep hear my voice.
He said my sheep hear me voice.
The only thing that we are not part of God's sheep.
He said
sorry.
We are not part of God's sheep.
We are not a part of God's sheep then.
Or we are a wayward sheep.
Or we are a wayward sheep then.
We are not hearing His voice.
We are not hearing God's voice.
If you go to God, He will speak to you.
If you go to God, God will talk to
he
you.
He will say, this is the way.
He will show you, say, this is the way.
Hallelujah. He say, if you are faithful and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
He say, if you're faithful and you're obedient, you will eat the good things there when you're in the land.
Say, I have been young. And I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his begging bread. Hallelujah.
He said, for we are young, they are old. He said, I don't want to see the righteous man
begging bread.
They beg bread.
Or his seed forsaken.
Or in picking them, they forsake them.
Hallelujah. So when a righteous man is begging bread,
so when a righteous man
he
bake bread.
A righteous man, his seed is forsaken.
When his seed then be forsaken, he picking.
Don't be afraid, say it. And his seed forsaken.
And his seed forsaken.
There is a problem there.
So
we are going to pray.
We get for prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to release the men.
We get for release the men by.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to break the covering. We'll break it today.
We get for break the covering today.
What is the covering?
What is the covering?
Laziness.
Laziness.
Is that true?
That's true.
It's war mentality.
The war mentality.
The war is over.
The war done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talking now. The war is over.
The war done.
Oh yes. Go and walk.
Go walk.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go and walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God told Jeremiah.
God told Jeremiah.
Say, go and buy land.
He said, go buy land.
He said, no. The king of Babylon is coming. He said, go and buy land.
No, the king of Babylon is coming.
Hallelujah.
God said, go buy land.
He said, no. If I buy land, he said, God said, go and buy land.
He said, no. If I buy land, God said, go buy land.
That's what God is telling you.
That's what God is telling you.
Go and buy land.
He said, go buy land.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When you go to God, He will show you.
He will show you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the principle is righteousness.
The principle is righteousness.
If you seek righteousness.
If you look for righteousness.
God will bless you.
God will bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, this blessing shall follow you.
He said, good, this blessing, I go follow you.
He didn't say you follow the blessing.
He don't say you go follow the blessing.
The blessings will follow
the
you.
The blessing will follow you.
They will run after
they
you.
They will run after you.
They will overtake
they
you.
They will overtake you.
They will surround
they
you.
They will surround you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, how can we bless
Hallelujah.
You?
Hallelujah.
How can we bless
say,
you? You understand?
How can we bless you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not preaching prosperity.
We're not preaching prosperity.
We're preaching righteousness.
We're preaching righteousness.
Come out of Babylon. And you will see what will happen
and
to you.
And you will see what will happen to you.
You will not recognize your life.
You will not know yourself again.
Because God says, say, try me and see what I will
do. God said, try me and see what I will
do. So bring your baskets, I will fill it.
And say, bring your empty baskets, I will
Hallelujah.
Fill it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to pray.
So we go pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to pray.
Amen.
And we're going to break that yoke of the devil. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bro Mark.
So you want to pray now? You want to pray for the people, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Just go ahead and do it.
Okay. So if you want to respond, just come.
So if you want to respond, if you want to make God change you, now for come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to pray for, come quickly. Quick.
If you want for me to pray for you, that's
Hallelujah. If you want a job, come quick.
If you want job, anything you want me to do for you, come before.
We're not preaching prosperity. I'm just telling you what God said.
Prosperity, I'm just telling you what God said.
This is what God said we should say.
That this God said we for talk about.
Hallelujah. Brethren,
Amen.
Please come.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to break the yokes.
We'll break the yokes then.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. Do we know that song? Do we know that song?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. He has given us the victory. Again and again, the Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given the victory again and again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The song. The Lion of Judah. Show me that one. The Lion of Judah.
Hallelujah. Lord, the hour has come.
Oh, in my life, in my home.
Lord, that your name be glorified in your people, Lord. Lord, that the seed that is planted begin to bring forth fruit. That this gospel begin to bring forth sickness. He said that the people that sat in darkness, unto them great light has shined. Lord, we ask that the consequence of light, the power of light, the result of light, begin to come upon your people. Begin to come upon this land, upon the people. In the name of Jesus, we continue, Lord God, for a visitation of us. He said, it shall come to pass in that day that the body shall be lifted up to your shoulder, and the yoke shall be broken off your neck, so that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the abundance. Father, we come to speak to this land. Lord, that has known poverty. Lord, that has known oppression. Lord, that has known the covering of spirits. That say this one will serve in perpetual poverty. Father, we come in the name of Jesus with a mandate from you. We do not draw into this land, Lord. We are sent into this land, my God. Jesus, to bring deliverance to this land. And Lord, we begin to speak the word unto this land. That the covers of poverty, that the chains of poverty, that the yoke of poverty be broken in the name of Jesus. We speak to the spirit of this land.
Said the mountains be
even the king that said, no man shall go out, no man shall come in. We say the name of Jesus. He said, trust in the Lord God. Let my people go. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Bring the shackles to them. Bring the chains to them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
Father,
will release this land and prosper. We say be fruitful. We say multiply. We say replenish this land. Subdue this land. Have dominion over this land. In the name of Jesus, Father, we release your people from chains. We release them from shackles. We release them from bands of iniquity. Loose them in the name of Jesus. That they might labor, they might feed their household, that the name of the Lord be not blasphemed, that the gospel be not blasphemed, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We ask and they pray,
yes, Lord,
that this land be a blessing unto them.
Hallelujah.
That they will begin to tear this land.
Yes, Lord.
They will begin to prosper. They will tear this land.
Yes.
And the land shall yield
as well.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To put wisdom in their hearts.
Amen.
We will anoint them with wisdom.
Amen.
To know what to do.
Yes.
To know what they ought to do.
Amen.
Every man after his own gift.
Yes.
Every man after his own ability.
Amen.
Every man after his own calling.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This prosperity shall be found in the work of the Lord. Lord, and in the day of their prosperity, they will not forget you.
Yes.
The man has nothing to do, but they shall remember the Lord. He's given the power to make wealth in the name of Jesus. Out of this land, they will begin to bless other nations. Lord, they will begin to support this war in other nations. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, and this thing shall be a memorial.
Amen.
The one that smote them with the people's blood, his rod shall be broken. come.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This land shall know rest.
Amen.
Father, we ask for restoration.
Amen.
All that I walk in this land, Father, we reverse.
Amen.
We restore.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord God.
Amen.
We bless you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
This gospel brings life. This life brings
prosperity.
This prosperity brings a blessing. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord and make it.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We release a blessing unto them.
Amen.
Lord, I will come here next year.
Amen.
There shall be testimony.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
yes.
Because you live.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, here is God. Because I know He knows my future. My life is worth living just because you live. Because you live. Oh, here is God, because I know He knows my life is worth a living just because He lives. Because He lives. Because He lives, oh, here is God. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage we all that as the teaching will go on, if we get any question, we can just jot them down.
Because I just want to encourage all of us that as the teaching are going on, that the teachings are going on, if we have questions, we can note them down.
Because we will get a special time where we go ask them questions here. Yeah, they're very important for their minds and clear of all doubts as we go on.
Because we'll have a special time to ask the questions, because it is very important for us to ask the questions and clear our minds about what we have doubts about.
And indeed, this will come as what our Makian Singh will complete in time with we this evening.
This will come?
No, see, these questions will come up.
Now?
Yeah. When you finish.
Okay, then the questions that you have noted down, we can ask them after Brother Makian Singh has completed his time with us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rita.
Put this in this pocket.
You have to turn it the right way so your hand doesn't. That is the secret.
Put this in this pocket. And this one here. Amen. Turn it on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Is this working?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, before the afternoon meeting...
Before the afternoon meeting...
I'm trying to find it here. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me from...
The Spirit has been talking to me.
From Jeremiah.
From the book of Jeremiah.
And I want to read just a few verses here from the beginning of Jeremiah.
And I want to read a few verses from the book of Jeremiah.
It's the very first chapter.
Jeremiah chapter 1.
And I'll just start in verse 8.
And I will start now verse 8.
The Lord is speaking to Jeremiah.
God has talked to Jeremiah.
And the Lord is speaking to us.
At the same time, they talk to himself.
You know, the prophetic word never dies out.
We don't say the prophetic word another die.
It is always alive.
It always get life.
You say, well, it was for Jeremiah.
You will say, well, not for Jeremiah.
But it's for today, too.
But not for today also.
Because the word of God is life.
Because God is word, not life.
Now the Lord spoke to Jeremiah and he said, be not afraid of their faces, for
now
I am
God
with thee.
Jeremiah say, he said, not afraid and face them.
For I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord.
He said, because I am there with you for deliver you.
Amen. Be not afraid of their faces.
God is there with you. They say, we are not afraid to face them.
Let me go on. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth.
Then God put his hand, he touched me mouth.
And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth.
And God said, behold, I don't put my word inside your mouth.
See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms.
You see, from today, I don't put you over, I don't put you in charge, I don't put you in control over the nation, over the kingdom there.
To root out.
For rule.
To pull down.
For pull down.
To destroy.
For scatter.
And to throw down.
And for throw away.
To build and to plant.
For build and for plant.
Now this is what the word that we received just a little bit ago.
That the word Israel we just received.
What Brother Chijoki is speaking.
What is that Chijoki when we didn't ask of Jesus of the talk box?
Is the pulling down of Babylon.
Now, the pulling down for broke Babylon.
Amen. Brethren, it is time for Babylon to fall.
Send the rich for make Babylon for them.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God is going to destroy Babylon.
Because God, they can destroy Babylon.
Every aspect of Babylon must fall.
All things when they inside Babylon for them.
Now you say, maybe like I used to say.
Maybe sometimes you go say like when me self used to say.
Well, I'm not in Babylon. I never have been.
I used to say I'm not in a Babylon and I don't be ever there inside Babylon. So you say go say that same thing there.
Babylon must be the Catholic Church.
Sometimes Babylon and the Catholic Church.
Well, maybe the Anglican Church.
Sometimes the Anglican Church.
Maybe the Lutheran Church.
Sometimes the Lutheran Church.
But the more we understand of Babylon.
But the more we know it's in Babylon.
Babylon is bigger than we ever thought.
Babylon is big perspective we ever think about.
So the word of God comes very strong. In the 18th chapter of Revelation.
Inside Revelation chapter 18.
And I think we could start in the second verse.
We can begin from it from verse 2.
This is the angel talking. And the angel is speaking.
These are the angels they talk.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying,
and he cried with thunder voice,
Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
He said, Babylon the great is a for them. He said, all written inside Babylon, all their spirits away they're all this for them.
And he goes on in the next verse, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
He said, and all the nations then, they don't drink from this wine where Babylon they give, the wine of fornication.
You see, the word fornication here is speaking of spiritual unfaithfulness.
The word fornication, and they talk about when you're not faithful to God. That spiritual thing.
And where you have spiritual fornication, you will also have a manifestation of the thing in the natural.
And outside, you get spiritual fornication, outside you there, when you're not faithful to God, you will get a manifestation of the natural fornication, you say.
This is why in the spiritual Babylon systems, the church systems, the big churches, the Catholic Church, you are finding that the priests are being sued because of their unrighteous business.
Now that makes so, now that big church them, now the Catholic Church and the other side them, you will find out that the priests them, and then they can't go to court because of their unfaithfulness.
But you are finding the same thing happening in the big charismatic churches and in the small charismatic churches.
But you will find that they happen inside this born again church themselves. What's that we will call the charismatic church then?
So I am saying to myself, Lord, Babylon is much bigger than I thought.
So I tell myself, say, God, Babylon is big prosperity ability.
And then it says, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
And they say, the one that when they sell now the oils, they say, and then they become rich. Then they get money through the things them when they're inside Babylon.
What is the message that Babylon is preaching today?
What is the message where Babylon is preaching today?
The message is that you can wax rich.
The message now you will get money.
That you can enjoy all the delicacies that life has to offer.
So that you go enjoy everything the world that will offer you.
And that you can consume it upon yourself.
And that you go take everything to yourself.
So many times I've heard people say, well, I owe it to myself.
Plenty of time I don't have people that they say, well, now for myself.
They're giving an excuse for their excess.
Then they give excuse for their pasmatic.
They give it as an excuse for their slothfulness.
Then they give excuse for their laziness.
And they say, well, I owe it to myself.
Then they say, hey, well, I owe it to myself.
You see,
and the business.
You see, there are two kingdoms, as Brother Chijoki already said.
Now two kingdom day. I gonna teach you here, but not tell me this
now. Now, when we look at the 18th chapter of Revelation,
when we look inside chapter 18 at the book of Revelation,
you find a very clear definition that there are three aspects of Babylon.
You can see clear. I want to say now three facts there inside Babylon.
Now I'm repeating what you heard just a few minutes ago.
I just say they talk again. Wait till we don't hear this now.
There is the political Babylon.
You get the political Babylon.
There is the economic Babylon.
You get the economic Babylon.
And there is the religious Babylon.
You get the religious Babylon.
Now, most of the thing that we're going to concern ourselves with today is the religious Babylon.
The thing we're particular about today, now the religious Babylon.
Unless you have ambitions for politics.
Pastor, if you get any ambition, Pastor, if you want anything to do with politics,
I have no such ambitions, so I'm not going to concern myself about that aspect right now.
I don't care about politics, so I'm not particular for talk about that right now.
I would like to say, as far as I'm concerned, we've come out of that Babylon.
I'm going to say, as far as that area is concerned, we don't come out of Babylon.
But I'm surprised to find many Christians.
But
are very concerned about the political aspects of the place where they live.
They get interested so much about the political things them where they be outside the top.
And they're out campaigning for the president, and they're out campaigning for this, and they're speaking for that.
And then they campaign for the president, and they talk for this, and they talk for that.
But I want nothing to do with Babylon.
For me, I don't want nothing to do with Babylon.
Now, the aspect of economic Babylon.
Now, the what is going to do with economic Babylon?
We can say, well, that's the banking system.
We can say that not the banking system.
And for the most part, as far as my aspirations are concerned, I don't have any longing for that part of Babylon.
For the most plenty side, as far as what we want, I don't get anything to do with that side of Babylon.
Nevertheless,
anyway,
I am involved in that system.
I am involved in that system.
I have a credit card.
I get credit card.
I have a bank account.
I get bank account.
There's no way that I can fly on the airplanes without having these things.
No, we know they were going for flying at the airplane for each day, so if I don't get anything there.
I don't think it's possible for me to go and take cash somewhere and buy an airplane ticket.
I don't think it's possible for me to just go take money on site to go buy the airplane tickets.
I remember way back in the 1970s.
I remember sometime back inside 1970s.
When I was an assistant administrator at a hospital.
When me na be assistant administrator na our hospital.
I went down to New York City.
I been go down to New York City.
To attend a conference.
For attend one conference.
A conference for administrators, you know.
Conference for ministries.
So I had made a reservation at a hotel in downtown Manhattan.
I been don't book na one hotel. Now I want to when they call downtown Manhattan.
In those days, I did not have a credit card.
Then turn the day, I don't get credit card.
But I had gone to the chief financial officer of where I worked, and he drew me cash to take to the city.
But I've been going to the chief financial officer, who's been the work, and he take cash to give me for make a go for go to the city, for go to one go.
So I went to the reception desk, and yes, they had my reservation.
So I went to the reception table, and indeed, they may get me booking what we don't do.
And they said, so how will you pay?
Then they asked and say, how you go pay?
And I reached in my pocket, and I pulled out the money, and I laid it on the counter. And I said, this is how I will pay.
Then I put me in my pocket, I pulled the money, I put it on the counter, and I said, now this way now I go pay.
I'm talking about 1975.
I talk about 1975.
Maybe 74.
I think so, 74.
And they looked at me funny.
And they looked me funny.
She said, I cannot take that.
He said, I know we'll take that. I know we'll take this.
I turned the bill where it said, legal tender of all bills, public and private. I said, this money is printed by U.S. government, and it says it is a legal tender of all debts.
I turned the money back in front, as soon as they're writing a legal tender. Now money when I for use. They said, then I said, but this is the money when they print inside the United States, and I'm for use for do business now. Yeah.
She said, but we're not set up to take that.
He said, but we your business, we don't set up for take money.
I said, you mean I have to turn around and go back home 200 miles?
I said, so you mean say I have to turn back from go back now 200 miles?
She said, well, wait a minute.
He said, okay, wait small.
She went back in another room.
He go in one room.
And she got the chief financial officer of the hotel.
And he came with the chief financial officer of that hotel.
And somehow he found out how he could take my money.
And somehow he able for get way for take me the money.
Do you see? Way back in the 1970s, they wanted a cashless society already. And they had put it into effect in New York City.
You see, way back inside 1975 or 74, they want...
What?
They wanted a cashless society.
Okay, they want a cashless society.
Cashless.
Cashless. Oh, electronic, cashless. They don't want to receive cash.
They wanted all electronic money.
Okay, they don't want to receive cash. They want electronic money. They want for make you transfer.
They wanted the system already of 666.
They already want the system of 666. 666.
Yeah, now 6 is the number of man.
6 is the number of man.
And the number of man repeated 3 times means man in his fullness.
And the number of man, when they talk away, he did teach them. It means to say the man in his fullness.
Now, let me, before I forget, I want to go back to the book of Daniel.
Before I forget, I want to go look at the book of Daniel.
And I think we'll go about the 8th chapter of Daniel.
Chapter 8.
And the angel, I believe, is speaking to Daniel.
And I believe say the angel will talk to Daniel.
Let me see if it's the 8th chapter. Yes, I believe we're still in the 8th. Yes, in the 8th chapter. And he sees the vision of the little horn.
Daniel sees the vision of the little horn, of the small horn.
And without our trying to figure out who this little horn is,
without one will try to figure out what's in this little horn.
By the way, many men have tried to name a man that is this little horn.
But people don't try to give name to one man when this little horn, when this small horn.
I remember reading an article written by a Christian somebody. I don't even know who. But he said that Arafat is the little horn.
I remember saying, I don't read one article about Christian person may write another person name again. When the person say, Arafat and the small horn.
Remember that guy?
Remember that guy there?
He's been gone, what, 10 or 12 years?
He don't go now 10 or 12 years.
Well, he must not have been the little horn.
So, possibly, he not be the little horn.
Anyway, let's talk about the spiritual thing here.
Anyway, don't talk about the spiritual things.
In verse 24,
is that verse 24?
It says, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power.
It says, his power will be mighty, but not by his own power.
And he shall destroy wonderfully.
And he will destroy big one.
Now, some of these words have obviously changed meaning since King James wrote this.
Some of them words here, they don't change the meaning them from the time where King James be writing.
Today the word wonderful means something nice.
Today the word wonderful, it means something very nice.
What it meant here when he wrote it was he will do it cunningly.
What it mean when he be writing? It means to say he will do with cunning.
Now listen, and shall prosper.
And he will prosper.
In other words, he's going to spread prosperity.
In other words, what he means that he will share prosperity.
Now listen, brethren. You have overcome in the place of poverty.
And then we listen, we don't overcome in the place of poverty.
We saw in Nigeria that people had overcome in the place of poverty.
We see in Nigeria, say, the people have not overcome poverty.
Now can you overcome in prosperity?
Now you can overcome in prosperity.
You know what?
You know what, Tim?
Many Christians could not overcome in prosperity.
But Christians are not able to overcome prosperity.
It's a different kind of test, isn't it?
Like a different kind of test, not also.
Okay, he will destroy and he will prosper. And
Now, they're not able to overcome in prosperity.
And practice, that word practice means deceit.
He got practice, and that practice there, it means deceit.
In other words, he's also going to deceive.
In other words, he got a twist, he got a lie.
And shall destroy the mighty and the holy people.
And inside that one day, he's going to destroy the mighty and the holy people.
That means some of God's people are going to be taken by this.
That means to say, he's going to ever forget some of God's people then. If it's a lie way they make, the twist.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, I gave the wrong words there.
I was in
verse 24.
That, okay, I mean verse 24.
That word wonderfully means fearfully.
The word wonderfully, it means fearfully.
And the word practice means he shall accomplish.
The word practice, it means he shall accomplish. He will accomplish.
Now in verse 25, and through his policy, that means through his cunning.
Then the word
what?
Through his policy, which means through his cunningness.
Okay, the word through his policy, it means to say through his cunning.
He shall cause craft to prosper, which means deceit will prosper.
He got deceive people then.
In his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many.
And he got a glad inside heart, and he poor people.
Now the word peace here is prosperity. By prosperity he will destroy many.
He said by peace he will destroy many. The word peace nayaso, it means to say by prosperity he will destroy Boku.
He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand.
He got team up among the prince and the princes then, but he got be broken without hand. Without hand.
Luke, I think it's Luke 17. Isn't that the verse that you had up here earlier?
Luke 17.
Because we're talking about deceit and we're talking about... Yeah, here it is. We're talking about deceit and we're talking about prosperity as well.
When they talk now about deceitfulness and when they talk now about prosperity as well.
Now, the thing that astounds me the most is that the Christians are not reading these verses.
What is a surprise for more? Now, because the Christians, they don't read the verse there.
Verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation."
When the Pharisees may ask and say, "Who said the kingdom of God will come?" He answered them, he said, "The kingdom of God is not going to come just by observation, just so you don't look no more, but also the kingdom of God will come."
In other words, it's not going to be something you can see and identify.
What does that mean? Not something where we go see and we point say, 90s.
It's not going to be a name of an organization.
It's not going to be any name where they will give our organization.
It's not going to be a building or a gathering place.
It's not going to be one building or one place where people are together.
It's not going to be a big name of preacher, evangelist, television.
It's not going to be one big name of one preacher or one evangelist or television.
Amen. It's going to be something that is in your heart.
It will be something where inside you are.
See, it is the hidden kingdom.
Now the hidden kingdom.
It has a master that you cannot see with your eyes.
Again, master, what you don't see with your eyes.
And what man wants is something that he can see, something he can identify, something he can
point to.
He wants to be loyal to something tangible.
He wants to be loyal to something where he go touch.
Amen. I've been around in some circles. I meet some new people in the area where I live sometimes.
I don't go around at some place then. And I decide where I tap sometimes and there.
I used to fellowship more with the pastors. I don't today as much because I just don't have much in common with them.
I fellowship with pastors then, but I know they talk much because I don't have much in common with them.
But they used to ask me.
But they used to ask.
Who is your covering?
Who are you covering?
I said, who? Jesus Christ.
Then I can say, who that? Jesus Christ.
No. We mean, what name is over you, covering over you?
Then I can say, no. Whose name would be there for us? Say, whose name? Whose name? What name you covering when they're over you?
What they want me to tell them is the name of a denomination or an organization or a non-denominational denomination.
What do they want for me to tell them? Now one name of organization or one denomination. Because now one church, now you're this church or now that church.
And they want to be able to think of the man, the big man, that I am submitted to.
And the one for begin think for the big man where nae are the pututo where nae are they put myself under.
Do you know what's happening in a lot of the charismatic big time circles?
You know what's happening na bokupa na charismatic big time church them.
They caught hold of this thing called fivefold ministry.
They get hold of the thing what they call fivefold ministry.
Now, fivefold ministry is God's order, by the way.
Fivefold ministry, according to order.
But they've taken a hold of that thing and they've begun to make it something else.
But they don't take that thing and they don't begin to twist it to something else.
So now, instead of the general superintendent, he's the big apostle, the chief apostle.
Now, instead of the general superintendent, now he's the big apostle.
So they still have a Nicolaitan system.
So they still get Nicolaitan system.
They still have a pyramid of control over the people.
They still get control over people.
But they gave it different names.
But they gave different names then.
So you see, the churches that are following like their mother.
So you see the church where they follow their mama then.
They are the daughters of Babylon.
Then I get begin them welcome out Babylon.
In other words, you can say, well, we don't have a pope and we don't have cardinals and bishops and priests.
What does that mean? So tell me, go say, we don't have a pope, we don't have a pastor, we don't have a bishop, we don't have a priest.
But we have a general superintendent and we have district superintendents and we have assistant superintendents and then we have chief presbyters and pastors, and then we have people. It's the same thing.
Oh, yes.
But still, we get general superintendent, we get deputy, we get pastors, we get elders, we get the people there. We still get hierarchy in the church. That is the same thing.
And so Jesus is, he understands that man has, shall I use the word, man has a proclivity to want to follow man.
Jesus not say man gets ability. Man gets the tendency.
For
father and copy man.
Yes. Okay. And then he said, neither shall they say lo here or lo there, for behold the kingdom of God is within you.
Is it then they will say you not for them? You not for father yeah or yeah? Or yonder, don't look to the left or to the right, because the kingdom of God is inside you.
Most of you people don't have television, do you?
But you don't have television.
You don't have television, do you?
You know what television you get?
No. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. You know that? Praise God.
If you get prosperity, you might be tested with television.
If you get prosperity, you get you might be tested.
No, I'm not going to say if you get prosperity. I'm going to say when you get prosperity, okay. You're going to be tested with television.
I will say when you prosper, you will be tested with television.
Then you're going to be tested by the, what do they call it? They still call it the God Channel? Yes.
It said then you will be tested by the God Channel.
Did you know there's a God Channel on television?
You can see the God Channel on television.
Now if they called it the Babylon Channel, they'd have the right name.
If they call it the Babylon Channel, they get the right name.
But Christian people that have prospered and have nice television sets, they watch that thing.
But Christian people, they don't prosper. They get money, they get television sets, and they watch that thing.
They think that they are hearing from God.
And they think that they hear from God.
Do you hear me? Brethren, this what Jesus is saying here applies to the television as well as any other system.
What did Jesus say to Nayaso? It applies to the television and any other system.
Low here, low there.
He said, low here, look here, look yonder.
Low channel 10.
Low channel 10.
Low channel 25.
Low channel 25.
Low channel 33.
Low channel 33.
No, that is not the kingdom of God.
Oh, yes. They're not the kingdom of God.
No, they say, low, it is a place in Florida.
They say, no, it's not a place in Florida.
You know, Sister Rita and I, how many years ago were we in Ireland? Don't know. 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Sister, you tell me, sir, we'll be there in one place, in Ireland, in Florida, about 4 or 5 years ago.
I don't know if it was a brother or sister. I don't remember who it was. They said, "Have you seen? Have you seen?" They named the name. Todd Bentley, I think it was. I'll just say the name.
They asked, they say, "What of sister? I don't remember who's right one." But and I say you don't see.
Todd Bentley.
Okay, Todd Bentley.
I said no. I don't know anything about it.
I said no. I don't know anything about them.
Now, by the way, we could have a television.
We can get television.
It would work.
It will work.
But I will not plug it in.
But I never plug them.
Not to the channels.
Not to the channels, Daddy.
Okay, I don't want to know what's out there, and I don't want to waste my time.
I don't want to know what's out there, and I don't want to waste my time.
You know, brethren, watching these things is called drinking water.
You know, for the watch NTSO, they call it for drink water.
When you drink word, any kind of word, you are drinking some kind of water.
When you drink any kind of word, you drink some kind of water.
You are drinking somebody's word.
You drink somebody's word.
Do you know that the testing of Gideon's 300 was how they drank water?
You know that, sir. The test of the 300.
The test of Gideon's 300 army.
Okay. Did you not say the testing of Gideon's 300 army that by drinking water?
How you drink and where you drink and what you drink.
How you drink? Who's how you drink? And what do you drink?
Be careful you discern when people give you literature.
Be careful. May you be able to discern when people are talk to you about God in business.
Then he goes on here in verse 23. And they shall say unto you, see here or see there, go not after them nor follow them.
Inside verse 23 he say, they will tell you, say, look here or look yonder. He said, but not go after them all and not follow them.
Well, so we said, okay, show us this God channel. I had never heard of a God channel before.
He said, show me this God channel. Me, I know you about this God channel before it.
And so they brought up the God channel, and there was the man.
So they tuned to the God channel. The man within the channel.
And there was a man, and he was knocking people down.
This man within there, pray for people and then for them.
And I don't want to judge by looks, but he looked like he had got off a big motorcycle, and maybe he had been in Hell's Angels or something.
Where was he?
The man looked like he just got off of one of those motorcycles.
The man looked like he just come up on one motorcycle.
I mean, he had tattoos all over on his arms.
He got tattoo all about my arm.
The motorcycle gang.
It looked like Jose, the man may belong to that gangster business, that motorcycle gang then. He got tattoo all over my arm and body.
And I tried to listen, but I didn't hear him preaching the gospel.
I tried to listen, but not hear him preach the gospel.
And they said, what do you think?
And they asked me, say, what do you think?
I said, I need to pray. Well, you know,
I said, I need for pray.
I said that because I thought God could save a Hell's Angel. Maybe he just got born again last week, you know? He hasn't changed it.
Just be born again last week.
I'll give him a break for a while.
I will give him a break, I'll give him a chance.
Maybe God is doing something wonderful with this awful looking man. But I got
awful looking man.
But I got on the internet and I tell you, brethren, it was terrible what I found out.
Why on the internet? I will tell my brother and sister then.
We went back to our hometown.
We go back now. We own hometown.
And I was shocked to find people that I knew were saying, "Oh wow, lo here! Oh wow, what's going on in Florida?"
And I've been shocked for some people then. Where I sabi, they say, "Oh wow, what's in the happening in Florida?"
And a pastor that I knew.
And what pastor was that?
A pastor that we had been to his church. We'd taken Brother Campbell. We had meetings there. Preaching the kingdom of God there.
We don't go to church. Me and Brother Campbell. We don't go there. We don't have meetings there. We don't preach the kingdom of God message there.
He took his congregation down to Florida from New York.
He came in congregation go down to Florida from New York.
Well, that's almost almost 2,000 miles.
Well, the distance now almost 2,000 miles.
I tried to warn the brethren. I said, this is not God, this is Babylon.
I tried to warn the brother and sister, they said, this, not your God, not Babylon.
Oh, Brother Mark, you have a bad attitude.
Hey, they said, Brother Mark, you get bad attitude, you get bad trip.
You need to have more love.
You need to get more love.
I said, okay. See what happens.
I said, okay. Una go see what thing will happen.
I printed all the material I got from the internet.
I print all what I get from the internet.
I made a number of copies.
I made bubble copy.
Big thick papers.
Big thick paper then.
Within a week, I think, it all fell. It came to a crash.
Inside 1 week, all things just scattered.
The man fell into sin.
The man fell into sin.
Yes.
Did the man fall into sin?
They shut the whole network down.
They closed down the station.
The station was shut down. The place where they were meeting, all shut down.
All inside them, they meet. They lock them.
Brother came to me and he said, "Can I have some more copies of that thing that you made?"
The brother came to me. He said, "Can you get some more copies of anything that you made?"
He said, "I've got a lot of friends I want to give this to."
He said, "I got a couple of parties that I want to give."
Now listen.
Listen.
I'm back in Revelation chapter 18.
I don't go back to Revelation chapter 18.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
And I heard another voice.
Then I hear another voice.
From heaven.
When they come from heaven.
What does it mean, a voice from heaven?
What do you know they mean? Voice from heaven.
Have you ever heard a voice from heaven?
You don't ever hear a voice from heaven.
What do you think a voice from heaven is going to sound like?
What do you think to say the voice when they come from heaven will go sound like? Yeah, it is sound.
No.
No.
No, that, no. Come on. You read Hebrews. The whole description of Mount Zion says, no, it's not the mountain that shook and thundered and made noise and made people afraid.
If you read Hebrews, it said Mount Zion. I mean, the sound from heaven, not of the mountain where they shake, the thunder where they crack, and all the people will make that noise and people will begin afraid.
The voice from heaven means it's a voice of the Spirit.
The voice from heaven. It means that the voice of the Spirit.
It's the same voice that said to me an hour ago, Jeremiah, the first chapter.
Oh, yeah. Now the same voice may say, and I will go Jeremiah, the chapter 1.
It was a very quiet voice.
That be a very quiet voice.
I could easily say, oh, some other time.
I can even say, some other time.
Now, I'm talking to you, brethren, about Babylon.
I talk to Una about Babylon.
Jokes said Babylon versus Mount Zion.
Well, a joke say Babylon versus Mount Zion.
Brother Clay Sunmore says, city of religion versus city of the living God.
Well, again, someone said, the city of religion and the city of the living God.
See, when we say city of religion, we're narrowing Babylon down just to the religion city.
When we talk about city of religion, we let down a Babylon tongue, just like the city of religion.
The city of religion, brethren, is a big city.
The city of religion, a big city.
And a lot of that city is in my heart.
And beaucoup de la city is in my heart.
Oh, loose.
Yes.
Amen. Get it out of my heart.
Amen.
You see, it's like Egypt.
Not like Egypt.
God called them out of Egypt.
God called them, same way they come out of Egypt.
But they got out in the wilderness.
But they got out of the wilderness.
And they found out that Egypt was still in them.
And they realized Egypt still there inside them.
So there's more to Egypt than just what's there by the Nile River.
Oh, yeah.
So more there inside Egypt than what you know what we're going to see by the River Nile.
They had the idolatry of Egypt.
They get the idolatry of Egypt.
They had a taste for Egypt's spices.
They get taste for the things that were in Egypt.
Leeks and garlic.
They still get the things that were in Egypt.
It wasn't just things that their stomach wanted.
Not only things that were in their belly they were to.
It was the spice of the certain kind of sins that they enjoyed.
Now the spice of the sin and the things and the sin that were in enjoy. Now Egypt.
You know that certain sins have certain spice.
You know that certain sin them. Guess that they spice them.
This is why a man that is married to a good woman runs off with a harlot, because he wants another spice in his soul.
And I make so. Any man when married to a good woman, they run out a ragged girl because he wants to get other kind of taste.
Hallelujah. Now, let's finish this verse.
Let's finish the verse.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people.
And I hear another voice when they come out of heaven. He said,
Come out of her, you wicked people of the world.
He said, come out inside, you wicked people that were in the world.
No. Come out of.
Come out of
her, you unredeemed people.
No.
Question?
Did he say?
I'm asking.
Okay. What did he say? He be say, let una come out inside Babylon. You be let una come out inside Babylon.
Who is this word from heaven speaking to?
This word from heaven, who do I even talk to?
My people.
Oh, yes.
And I people them.
God is saying, my people.
God is saying, me people.
Oh, yes.
How many of you can identify and call yourself one of God's people?
Almost for we were able to call myself, we not God, one of God in people then. Almost for we go say, me not God impossible.
Then God is talking to all of us.
Then God is talking to we all.
Come out of her, my people.
He said, come out inside Babylon, me people then.
Let me ask you something.
Make I ask you something.
You have Christian friends that don't go to this fellowship?
You got Christian friends that where they can at this fellowship?
Some of you have friends, don't you?
Some of you get party there also.
You want to get your friends upset?
You want to get your friends them upset? You upset them?
You have friends that are in Babylon?
So,
do you have friends that are in Babylon?
You got friends that were there in Babylon?
Religious Babylon.
Now, religious Babylon.
Say, come out of her, my people.
If you want to offend them, tell them, say, may they come out. May they come out of Babylon.
You will not be loved.
They never like you.
They will accuse you.
They will begin to accuse you.
The city of religion believes that all people are included as God's children.
The city of religion then believes that all the people then included as God's people.
And they believe that if you don't believe that, you do not have love.
And then believe say, if you don't believe that, you don't get love.
And this is a lie of the devil who rules Babylon.
And this is a lie. Welcome out now, the devil in order to rule Babylon.
You know, I was talking about doctrines of intoxication.
I'm going to talk about doctrines of drunkenness.
There was a third brand that I intended to mention.
One third side that will be intended for talk about.
And that is the brand called Ultimate Reconciliation.
Oh, yes.
And that's the one where they call Ultimate Reconciliation.
That's the doctrine that says all people are eventually going to be saved and in heaven.
Yes. That's the doctrine where they talk about say all man go eventually save and go heaven.
It's a lie from hell. It's basically comes from the Catholic Church has that doctrine.
Oh, yes, sir.
The Catholic Church, they get that doctrine.
But they have a different way of saying it.
But then they talk a different way.
They say you go to purgatory.
Then they talk saying they go to purgatory.
And then if you pay the priest enough money, he'll get the guy out of purgatory. And it doesn't matter how he lived, he'll still go to heaven.
And if you pay the priest money, he will go.
He will go somewhere.
He'll still go to heaven.
You will still go to heaven.
It's a different way of saying it. It's an old Babylon doctrine.
They different way of self talking for talking. Now one old Babylon doctrine.
Brethren, I could talk for a week on Babylon.
I can talk for 1 week about Babylon.
And not tell you the same thing twice.
And I'm not going to tell you the same thing twice.
I wish you could get a hold of a book called Two Babylons.
I wish when I can get a hold, when I can get one book that called Two Babylons.
If you ever get a hold of a little money and the internet, and you can order it from Amazon, I think.
If you get time, you go able, if you able to go on the internet and you get small money, you be able to order them from.
It's written
Amazon.
Amazon. It's written by a man named Alexander Hislop.
Okay, the post we write is Alexandra.
It used to be published in New Jersey, but I think that house shut down.
And it's published in New Jersey, but that also not shut up.
But I think it's still published in the UK somewhere.
But it's still a United Kingdom.
And I think you can get a paperback copy, quite reasonable.
And I think so. You will get a quite reasonable pamphlet. You will get pamphlets of when not there.
And when you read it, read a little bit at a time, and take a long time to read it, and read all the footnotes.
And when you read them, read them small. Take your time for read them, and read all the small notes at the bottom.
The man must have given his whole life.
40 years.
40 years. He lived more than 100 years ago to write that book.
The man takes 40 years for write that book today.
He has got information that Babylon hates.
He got information where Babylon hates.
Proof. Footnotes. Documentation.
He get proof, he get footnotes, then he get documentation.
It will change your life.
If you ever get a book there, you read them and understand them, it will change your life.
If you are not convinced by what you are hearing this week, get that book.
If you not believe and you never for be convinced with what you read this week, try to get a book there.
Now, Babylon is slated for destruction.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Babylon, the end, the destruction.
Let me read the rest of this verse.
Let me read the rest of the verse.
Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
Come out in Siam, my people, then, so that you know what take part by in sin. And you know, get in sickness.
Go down to verse 8.
Now we go to verse 8.
Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her.
So in plague, in sickness, now one day will come. It said, death, mourning, famine, angry. All will come, and it will be burned with fire.
Do you really comprehend what that says?
You understand what did that say? You really understand?
That means that the entire city of religion is going to collapse.
That means to say the entire city of religion, what do they call religion, ego for them.
He says in one day.
He said one day. Now all go for them.
She's shaking now.
Now it is shake.
But she doesn't realize what's happening.
But you know able to realize what they happen.
There will be only one place to be.
Now one place will day where we for go.
That will be to be part of Mount Zion.
That will be for me we be part of Mount Zion.
Now, because he says my people, that means that God's people are still there.
Because he said me your people then, that means to say God's people then still there in Babylon.
What God is saying is if my people don't come out of her, they are going to be destroyed with her.
Yes.
What did they say? He said, the people then, not come out of Babylon, they all will die with her.
Run from her.
Run from her.
Run as fast as you can to get out of there.
Run as fast as you can able for run for come out there.
Everything that city has that is like its mother harlot,
all things where that country they get,
identifies her. I think the time is getting late, so I'm going to finish with another verse from Jeremiah.
I think say the time they run late, so I will finish with one other verse in Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 51.
It is Jeremiah 51.
And it'll be somewhere near verse 7. I can find 51. By the way, the economic aspect of Babylon is also going to fall.
The economic na Babylon is going to fall.
I'm probably not going to have my bank account.
Sometimes I don't get my bank account.
I have to get used to that idea.
I'll get used to that idea.
My credit cards probably will not work.
So tell me, credit card itself not going to work.
So how am I going to manage?
So how I go manage?
God is going to take care of us.
God will take care of me.
You know what?
You know what, Tim?
If you're doing God's business,
if you do God's work,
He's going to see that it gets done.
He will see say it be done.
Frankly, I'm looking forward to some real miracles.
Really, I look forward to see real miracle.
I'm looking forward to walking in a place that I have never walked before.
I look forward to walking in a place where I not ever walked before.
I'm looking forward to life in the Holy of Holies.
Amen. I look forward for life inside the Holy of Holies.
You know, I had a little glimpse into that when I had my heart attack.
I got small idea into where I get my heart attack.
I heard Jesus, and I saw him face to face.
I hear Jesus and I see him face to face.
Most of the things he had to say to me were things I didn't want to hear.
Most of the things that we have been there for tell me that thing that we are not the one here.
But I was so privileged to be able to see him.
But I've been there opportunity to see him.
Alright, we'll finish with Jeremiah 51.
We'll finish with Jeremiah 51.
I said we were going to verse, Verse 6. Now, what we read in Revelation is, it seems like it's almost word for word from Jeremiah.
What we read in Revelation, if you buy the content, I still just copy word for word from Jeremiah.
Did I tell you that prophecy does not die?
I've been telling you, say prophecy does not die.
Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul.
Run from out inside Babylon. Deliver your soul. Save your soul.
Amen. If you need to get your body out of her, get your body out, but mainly get your soul out of her.
If you need to get your body out, come out and pull your body come out, but the main thing is to pull your soul come out.
Hopefully your soul will follow your feet.
Hopefully your soul will follow your foot then.
Amen.
Okay.
Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense.
Nobody part of the iniquity is sin them, because this is the time where God that is time for God in vengeance, and the time where he bring in wrath or in anger. So he said when he come out there, make you not be part of that anger they where God they lynch out.
Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand.
Babylon don't be golden cup in God's hand.
You know what God is going to do with that cup?
You know what God is going to do with that cup there?
He's going to pour it out.
He's going to pour them out.
When?
Usen.
When the cup is full.
When the cup full.
I wish I had time to show you, but everything has to come to fullness.
I wish I be get time for show now, but all things never come to fullness.
The only reason Babylon hasn't been judged as of this hour,
the only reason Babylon not be judged yet,
Because she has not yet come to her fullness.
Because it not come to her fullness yet.
There will come a time.
Time will come.
God will say.
God will say.
The cup is full.
The cup not full.
Pour it out.
Pour to where?
A golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken.
The golden cup in the God's hand where they make all the people drunk. The earth drunken.
With her doctrines of intoxication.
With indoctrine them of intoxication.
The nations have drunk of her wine, therefore the nations are mad.
The people them don't drink of in wine. And now then they don't praise.
There is a mindset of society.
They get a mindset.
They make you to think in a certain way.
They make you think one kind of way.
If you don't think that way, you become a misfit.
If you don't think that way, then it keep like a mistake.
And they're trying to make all the nations of the earth think in the same manner.
And they try to make all man think in that same way. They.
Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed.
Babylon got just fall down suddenly and it will be destroyed.
Howl for her, wail for her, cry for her.
Therefore, cry for her.
Take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed.
Take balm?
Take balm. Healing.
Take balm. Okay. Take balm. Take hot rub for in pain.
We have loved Babylon.
We left Babylon.
We hate to leave her.
We hate for left Babylon.
People say, oh, but if I leave her, what about the poor people that are back there?
People that they talk say, if I come out there, what about the poor one that will go left there?
Oh, but they won't have any life if I come out.
They don't get life if I come out there.
God says, run.
God say, run.
Tell them to run, but make sure you run.
Oh, yes.
Tell them to run, oh, yes. But you make sure you run.
We would have healed Babylon in our own mind, in our own thinking. We could cure her.
We Babylon well, instead we heart and but we a tick.
We would fix her.
We go fix her.
We would say, oh, there isn't much wrong. It's a nice organization. There's a lot of good there.
We go say all the wrong good things then. We would send a nice organization, but good things inside there.
We would say, oh, there's some people getting saved and they're reading the Word of God sometimes.
We would say some people that are inside there, but they get saved, then they read the Word of God sometimes there.
But she is not healed.
But in other well.
Forsake her.
Forsake them. Come for them.
Let us go everyone unto his own country.
May we go each one for we, that we all country them.
For her judgment reacheth unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies.
For in judgment don't come.
Lord, I pray that you open our eyes.
I pray
that we will have ears to hear. I pray, Lord, for the souls of each one who is gathered here together today. Let our heart be turned to Mount Zion. Let our eyes be lifted up, Lord, that we might behold the city of the living God. And let our desire, Lord, be unto Thee. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus we ask. Amen. I'll use it. Thank you, dear.
His God is Lord.
I got all these others. Is that yours?
No, this one.